Now, this is interesting. One of our small coastal towns, right at the edge of the, well, it's not even at the edge of the electricity grid, at least not the southern grid. It's up in the northern part of the state. But at the moment, it burns a lot of diesel to keep the lights on. That soon is about to change. At Denham on Shark Bay could become a zero emissions community powered by hydrogen. Stephanie Unwin is the CEO of Horizon Power, who look after the electricity needs of households in the northern part of the state. Stephanie, good morning.
Good morning, Gareth.
Thank you for your time. Hydrogen-powered town, how will it work?
Yeah, it's actually it's a very interesting technology, and we're very proud to be having, I guess, a good look at it. Essentially, what we're trying to do is test those clean fuels that we can start to bring into regional energy generation. And hydrogen's quite a good fit if you can combine it with a sun resource or a wind resource. So what we're looking to do is to combine a solar farm and potentially some wind assets, depending on where this may play out. And you then use the excess energy that you can generate from the solar, and through electrolysis, you split out the hydrogen, and you can use that to store it in a fuel cell, which would effectively act like a battery. And what it can do in our regional towns is give us that 24/7 reliability of power, because we can use the sun when it's shining, and we can store the excess sun, capture the hydrogen from it, and then deploy it in a fuel cell to then be used in the energy generation when the sun's not shining.
Right.
So it's a pretty good technology and a pretty good solution if we can get it to work.
So in theory, when the sun's shining, solar power powers things, but there's also some excess solar that's generated that then goes into the electrolysis process to generate the hydrogen, which you store to power things when it's dark.
That's right.
Pretty interesting. How much does it cost compared to existing power arrangements, burning diesel, as I said, at the moment?
Yeah, so diesel is a reasonably high cost form of electricity, and it can certainly be comparable. Hydrogen at the moment could be a comparable fuel storage source as against diesel. It's still a little bit out of the money. So at the moment, when we think about what is probably a conventional diesel plant, they're getting close to cost comparable, but there still is an amount of grant funding effectively that is needed in order to make it equivalent. I think at the moment it's probably about 7 times out of the money. I mean, those numbers change all the time, and it does change on the economics and scale of how much solar, for example, you're able to use. And then also over, I think, quite a quick period of time, the cost of the electrolyzer themselves and the fuel cell technology will come down, just like we saw in the solar arena, where over a period of around 10 years, it came down tenfold at least in that time.
Yeah, I guess the point is this, isn't it, that the diesel solution, it's an established technology, you know what it costs, and it fluctuates depending on the price of the fuel, but it's not going to get any cheaper particularly.
Whereas, it won't get cleaner too,
right,
I think
that's
probably
a good point. Yeah, whereas this is something that's very much at the start of its development and could be something that's potentially quite impactful.
Yeah, and what we've heard from both our own chief scientist and Dr. Finkel, who's the Australian chief scientist, is that Australia potentially has a very, very strong competitive advantage in hydrogen production, both to export overseas. So we know that Korea and Japan are moving very heavily into a space where they're looking to have hydrogen as their main source of energy production. But within Australia, we've got vast tracts of land mass, which can be used for solar and wind, and those things enable us to therefore, in time, produce the hydrogen much more cheaply. So that means we've got to get in front of this technology. It's mature in each of its applications. It's just putting it together and now trying to bring that cost down progressively, so it actually meets the same levelized cost of energy as any of the conventional forms. That's what we're trying to test here.
One of the issues with a place like Denham, of course, is that its population sort of swings wildly, particularly in tourist season, which is generally the winter in Perth. Lots of people go up mid-year to take the caravan and so on. Is that a problem for this technology?
No, I don't think it's a problem. And like anything, you need to modularise. So how can you then have an amount that fuels the static demographic for town? So its usual population is about 500, and I know that that does swell quite considerably in the tourist times, but you can potentially have modular solutions, so you can add more storage, and then you could oversize, for example, your solar farm, so that in those peak demand times you've got sufficient. What you'd also be hoping is that we can generate on the rooftops. But the systems these days need to not all be about centralised generation. You need to have many different forms contributing to the overall system. So the more you can have on people's rooftops contributing to that system, as well as these backup storage opportunities, I think the better you get to a right-sized system over time.
When will this be turned on?
Well, what we're hoping, so what we've done so far, we've gone out with an expression of interest because there's some long lead time items that we need to now purchase in. And what we also need to do is to get funding. So we're looking at both state and federal funding in order to build this demonstration plant. We hope we're going to be considered really favourably in those processes because we're actually trying to do something here. This is not a piece of paper and a feasibility study on a desktop. This is actually a demonstration plant to show that this technology would be viable. If we get that funding, we then hope that we can go ahead and go do this. And then if it's demonstrable and it works, we would then look to say, could we scale this up? Now, could we look to bring in a facility into a bigger town, for example? And we hope at the same time that we can demonstrate that the cost trajectory will go down the more of these things get built. It's exactly what happened to wind and exactly what happened to solar, where they've come down absolutely, you know, tenfold at least over a 10-year period.
All right. Well, we will keep an eye on it. We'll follow it. Stephanie, thank you for your time.
Good stuff. No worries. Thanks, Gareth.
Stephanie Unwin, CEO, Horizon Power. It's 27 to 11. If you're a renter, I'd like to hear if your rent has gone up or down in this city. New figures from Domain, which we're going to get to in a moment, which might have implications not just for renters but also for homeowners, but we'll explain more in a moment. And how about this? In Queensland, they found a new dinosaur. Well, not a new dinosaur, but evidence of a very old dinosaur. We'll talk about that too after this.